210-0.
Blog Talk Radio.
210-0, baby. Charlie Zone off the grid. Pound for Pound Radio. What's up, y'all? Yeah, I don't do these radios very often. I do them like once in a while now, which makes them, you know, it's actually even better now, because now every day, I used to do this shit every day. But now every time I do a radio, I get more listeners now because I don't do them as often. But, yeah, the last one was great, man. The last two of them, man. One shot at a cruiserweight boxer with 35 wins under his belt. You know, believe it, I don't remember. Amateur, I think it said amateur, yeah. Pro or amateur. The point is he had 35 wins. You know, it doesn't even matter. Pro, amateur. I mean, listen, I beat the best pros and I beat the best amateurs. So, I mean, it doesn't really fucking matter. But the point is I beat a 35-win fighter. And, there is absolutely nothing anybody can say about it. You know, these delusional haters continue on with their sucker punch bullshit. I mean, I literally, there's a video. Everything got recorded. The whole fight was one punch, but everything got recorded. The preparation, how we put on the gloves, everything got recorded. And you fucking clowns are still crying and complaining. I mean, come on. I understand that haters are going to hate, and, you know, that's why they're labeled haters, because they're there to hate. Not just on me, but on every other athlete, every other great athlete. But come on. That punch, it was so crisp. It was so – I mean, I've seen that shit over 1,000 times, literally. I don't know. I literally rewatched it almost as many times as the – well, obviously, I watched Wilder fight more because it's fucking 2014. But I'm saying there's some one-hitter quitters that I just watched that shit over. Like you know, on Twitter – it's on replay. It's just like I leave that shit on and it just plays the whole day in my house. And I'm just like ordering pizza, you know, like calling up girls, new girls that I meet at the club. And yeah, speaking of girls, now I'm sure you all seen the two videos I made for one for Kim Kardashian and the other one for Mackenzie. Mackenzie, I know in real life with her, believe it or not, it would be easier to get Kim Kardashian because Mackenzie, hold on. Just go to fucking blogtalkradio.com and look for Pound for Pound Radio. Just type Pound for Pound Radio. Yeah, I'm getting tired of this Kim shit because she's not even replying, and she thinks if she replies, it's going to be considered cheating on Kanye West. Can't talk, man. Yeah, the internet's working slow today on my phone. I just hooked up with some chick at the club. You all heard, yeah. That was another. No, I went to a different club, and then I hooked up with another one. And then she gave me her Instagram, and I'm still waiting for her to give me her number. I bought her some tequila. She took a shot in front of me. We were sitting down talking. She was sexy, big tits and everything like that. Like, look, man, women throw themselves at me, man. I was married. I was engaged. I was, you know, it's like this whole Kim shit's just getting old. I mean, if she's not interested, then hell, you know, fuck it. But the thing is, here's what I think. I mean, all the restaurants that she goes to, I've been there and I know, I recorded how I went to the Carousel. That's her, I mean, her fucking dad used to go there all the time. That's his way, yeah, I mean, and she goes there. She's the date, and I call, there's two Carousels. There's one on North Hollywood, I think, and there's one on Hollywood. And I called the one on North Hollywood, Glendale, or so somewhere, yeah, Glendale. And I called up and I asked for Kim K and for Kim Kardashian. They're like, oh, she goes to the one on Hollywood. Like, see, when I say people are for it, like they're telling me where she goes. They're giving me the path so I can meet her and so I could talk to her and steal her from Kanye West because they all know she's married. You know what I'm saying? They're not telling me, oh, come on, but she's married. She has kids. You know, they don't give a fuck. They're just telling me where she's at. It's just hard, you know, like I was talking about this with my homie Big Mike. It's just hard to just like come at the right time, literally at the right second, and just be there when she's there. It's possible, of course. I mean, like, it's very possible, but it's I don't know. It's just 50-50 type shit. You know what I mean? And I'm, believe me, I don't think if she was single, I would definitely. Okay, I don't know if I want to say the plan how to get her. How to talk to her, at least how to meet her. It's pretty simple. It's not show up there. Forget the staff. Oh, here's my number. Have her call me. No. I tried that. Forget that. Go there and meet. I believe it or not, I have seen her friends. Oh yeah, like girls that I've seen her on video with, I've seen in real life. Fuck, I can go there and be nice to them and be like, hey, what's up? You know, like, you know, I'm a boxing champion. I'm Charlie Z. I'm, you know, this and that. You know, I'm looking. I want to talk to Kim. You know what I mean? I really like her. I think that. I know she's married, but we've had a thing for like quite a while. Like, you know. We tweeted once and she was interested, and then after that somebody talked her out of it. That somebody's probably Kanye West. Well, now it's my turn to talk her out of being with him and being my girl. Okay, so, and believe me, one of the girls is gonna fucking tell, like, not forget tell me when Kim comes there. She's gonna literally call Kim and be like, hey Kim, come over, let's chill. She's not gonna say a word about me, and Kim's gonna come and boom, I'm right there. And that right there will answer everything I need to know. We'll see how she reacts. She's going to be like, she's going to be surprised, you know what I mean? But we'll see how she reacts. If she's going to be friendly and talkative, that's great. I'll get her number. If she's going to be shy, that's also good. That means she likes me. If she's going to say, oh, you know, I'm sorry, I'm married, you know what I mean? Then that's also going to be not good, but it's going to, the point is that will answer all the questions. This whole, I'm done, like, making videos about her. That 17 and a half minute video, that was it, man. Hopefully she sees it. If not, I'm thinking if I should do the restaurant thing, if it's worth it. If she was single, oh, 100 million percent, I would do it. I wouldn't be on this radio right now. I would be at the restaurant right now, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just thinking, is this really worth it? Is she the one? Am I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not sure. I don't think so. I don't know. Because it's been so long and I have been with so many girls. I've been married. I still remember that green dress my ex-wife had. And all these dumbass people that are saying, like, they're criticizing my wife. I mean, what do you people not criticize? Criticizing my ex-wife, Daria, for wearing a green instead of a white dress. You fucking idiots. My last name, it was to honoring me. My last name, Zelenov. In Russian, in the Russian language, Zelenov symbolizes green. That's why she wore green, you fucking morons. And honestly, I think that, man, I don't want to burn any bridges, but yeah, I'll just I'm not going to say that. My wife versus Kim, it's fucking close. It's a toss-up. It's like getting fucking, well, no boxer comes close to me and no team comes close to the Golden State Warriors. But you know what I'm saying, man. It's like, it's a toss-up, man. It's a close matchup. It's not, you can't just say straight out that Kim's hotter than her. You can't say straight out that Daria's hotter than her. They're both fucking beautiful. That's what I'm saying. If I can get Daria, I can get any girl. The problem with Kim is that she has kids and she has a husband. If she divorces the husband, it would be a lot easier to, well, no shit, then yeah. But what am I going to sit and just, I'm not waiting, I'm going to clubs, I'm meeting other girls, I'm not waiting. The next one, I don't know, man, February probably, man. Look, I want to complete this whole 12 months, I want to do this 12-month thing every year. Last year, I went from January to December, every single month. I wasn't even supposed to fight December, and I beat a fucking Muay Thai fighter. Oh, yeah, and the last guy that I beat, he didn't have glasses, did he, haters? He didn't have fucking glasses, man. Motherfucker was buff in shape, not fat. Bitch has got no excuses, man. I swear to God, I'm in shock. This Breezeback guy, he disappeared. He didn't even make any videos. Like, he usually makes, like, when I beat the fuck out of somebody one-sided or I one-shot somebody, he usually makes the, like, videos like, oh, nobody cares or some bullshit like that. And with Beethoven music, he's a fucking retard, like Super Mario fucking music. But he didn't make anything, not that I've seen. I don't look these haters up, but Rizback, just for a laugh, literally, just for a laugh, because, like, I'll be honest, the guy's fucking mentally sick, he's retarded. But I hate to admit it, but I do think that some of Breezebag's shit is funny. So I do like just, I laugh at the guy, you know what I mean? So, but no, Troll TV, that guy's schizophrenic. I have not looked up this shit in about a week. So if you're listening to this, schizo moron, I'm sorry, man. I don't look your shit up anymore. So when you like it on the side, one of his crazy videos popped up, and it said, "Quick question for you, Charlie. Hey, quick answer. Did it click on the video, man? Not replying. That's it. Completely ignore this fucking retard, man. He has an excuse to everything, man. Yeah. So I mean, so what I was saying to." About these deluded haters. What I wanted to allude to about these deluded haters is that no matter what I do, no matter who I beat, no matter how impressively I beat them, they will always find a way to discredit my great wins. Last year, 29 wins in a year where it was very hard to get opponents. See, I fight less now, many reasons. One, I have nothing to prove. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm 200. When I got to 200 and 0, that was like it. A lot of people thought I was going to retire. I didn't. I continue to fight. I'm fucking still winning every single month. And 200 fucking. When I got to 200 wins, and that was a great win, beating George Zakarian. It was. I'm not going to say it was a war because it was one-sided as fuck, but, you know, it was a beatdown where the guy literally just, I mean, you got to give credit to that guy, man. He's one hell of a fighter. That right hand I hit him with, somebody else would have been in the hospital if not dead. That dude, not only did he survive that shot, but he withstood that shot. He nearly dropped, but he withstood that shot. That guy is, I mean, I take my head off to George Zakarian. I mean, he definitely deserves a rematch. Even though he got beat really one-sided, he still deserves a rematch because he took that bomb and didn't fucking collapse and didn't get killed. He got hurt, obviously, but he didn't. Yeah, I mean, he has one hell of a chin. Like, now that guy has a chin. This pussy Deontay Wilder, this fucking clown, I hit this guy with not nearly a shot. Okay, I hit him with a hard shot, but that shot that I hit George Zakarian with, that was a fucking pure bomb. The shit that I hit Wilder with, I mean, it was a hard shot, but this dude, like, he was gone. If I hit Wilder with 100% force, he would be knocked out cold. That's it. He would be knocked out for at least 5 minutes on the canvas. 5-10 minutes. He would be knocked out. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And a rematch with Wilder, I mean, I already beat him. You know, if he wants to, yeah, definitely, let's do it. But I'm not going to be calling him like I was before. Yo, let's rematch, man, let's rematch. Because it's like, yeah, okay, the second fight, you know, I was losing a close fight, but, you know, the body shots were nice. Okay, so what? So he knocked me down after getting knocked the fuck out in the ring. So come on, yo. But yeah, in February, I'm going to knock somebody out again. That's like, you already know that. I'm thinking to do it in January, to get another one in January, but then it's like, I just want a great fight, you know? We'll see. Well, probably February, man. And then March, and then April, and then May. June, July, August, September, October, then November, then December. I mean, come on, man. Where are you going to find a fighter that fights every single fucking month? These actors, man, not UFC fighters, they don't, none of these guys, they don't fight every, they fight once, twice a year. I mean, I understand if you injure, fight once, twice a year. But, dude, you're healthy and you're fighting once, twice a year. You motherfuckers are not fighters. You're not fighters. What kind of fighters fight once, twice, or even three, or even four times a year? That's too little. I can do that in 1 month. Hell, I can do that in 1 day. I beat 5 guys in a day. I guarantee you. Okay. Everybody knows I'm going to win every single month. So that's guaranteed 12 wins this year. I'll have more than 12 wins. I'll have at least 20, 25, maybe 30. 20 wins minimum. 15 minimum. Not 12. Because I always beat 2 guys in a day every single year. It happens all the time. Sometimes 3. Like next month I might go to the gym and just smash on fucking 2 people and say, I always do it. I did it in Ukraine. I did it in Vegas. Everywhere. That's why it's not going to be, it's going to be, okay, this month is not over. I may get another W. Or I may not. I may just wait for February because the 210 was phenomenal. And when you score a phenomenal victory, you got to enjoy the win. What's the point of going out looking for 211 when 210 literally just happened a week ago and it's a great win? And right now, the main objective is not boxing. I'm the best boxer in the world. I've done it all in boxing. I can literally chill out. You know what I'm saying? Wearing my GOAT shirt, I can chill out, watch my fights, and just say, sit back and say, hey, I've done it all. I'm going to continue winning and everything. But right now, the main objective is to find the right girl. Because what happened with my ex, Zarina, you don't understand what this bitch did. She ruined everything. But, I mean, she fucked everything up, man. She fucked me over financially. No, she never asked me for money. Never. That's the one thing I do admire about her. She never asked me for money. A lot of those women on the internet, they're fucking gold diggers. She never asked. She got the house herself. I was shocked. She didn't ask me for money for that. She got it herself, and she was like, come over, baby. And then, in the last minute, she just flaked and said that her ex-boyfriend and her mom and her friends talked her out of it, and she's going to listen to people that she knows more, that she barely knows me, and she's blah, blah, blah. And then she changed her mind and said, oh, never mind, baby, come over. I'm probably going to meet you. I'm like, wait a minute, what? On New Year's Eve? Probably? I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, well, I understand if you lived across the street or if you lived like a couple blocks up or some shit, but we're talking L.A. to Russia, probably. 12-hour flight to Moscow. But it's not that. It's a whole different country. I got a fucking... My visa, this is it. I have the visa. But what am I going to do with it? I have not met anybody after her. I mean, I did, but nothing that serious. It's just, I'm not in the mood right now. I'm still thinking about... Well, Kim, I always liked Kim. Come on. You know, I talked to Daria, too. You know, yeah, I talked to my ex-wife. Oh, no, she's not, I have no idea what the fuck is going on with her. That fat ass drugged her up. Look, she implied, basically, that he allows her to do what I didn't allow her to do. You people on the internet that go on her Instagram, you're so fucking retarded. And say, oh, when she was your wife, she was always drinking. No. She's drinking even more right now, I bet. The thing is this. That's the kind of person she is. Nightwife. You know what I mean? Pictures on it. Of course she's not going to put pictures. It's common sense. Daria's not going to get pictures of her drunk and put it on Instagram. She's going to get parts where she's sober and just the best parts. You know what I'm saying? Her mother called me. My ex-mother-in-law. Her mother called me and told me. I asked her, so what, she's serious with this dude? What, she's going to marry him now? And her mom's like, marry? She's like, what? She's like, hell no. They're barely boyfriend and girlfriend. You people are retarded. They're not, no, what the fuck? And I asked her, I'm like, why does she want to get back with me? She said, because you dumped her so many times. She doesn't, you know, trust you anymore. She thinks that if you go back there, you're just going to, you know, get intimate with her and then leave her again. that's the reason why Daria doesn't want to, you know. Hey, fuck it. Listen, I have been in that pussy more times than I literally lost count, man. You know, I mean, she's my ex-wife. Oh, shit, I mean, I've fucked her so many times. And it's, you know. Yeah, look, I'm not gonna fucking beg her. Are you crazy? She used to beg me. She would beg me. She was on her knees one time asking me not to leave the Ukraine. And I said, no, I gotta go. I literally bought the ticket. So now she's trying to kind of she's literally trying to get back at me right now by everything like how I used to, in her words, leave her stranded and shit like that. You know, no, man, it's just her behavior was terrible. And there was a time where I literally felt like coming back to L.A. I just, you know, I got so much pussy and, you know, I'm thinking, hey, you know, I want to visit my family. And I'm not ready to full out leave in Ukraine. But the third time I liked it, man. When I beat the shit out of that Ukrainian man, I beat so many fucking people that time, man. Beck Mandrahimov, man, that boxer, he was good, man. Yeah, beat the shit out of him, 6 punches to 1 stat. And in the restaurant fight, that was amazing. And yeah, the right hand I hit that boxer with, a 6'5" heavyweight boxer, I destroyed at a fucking restaurant. Running away from the cops in the fucking snow. I mean, things that I'll literally never forget until I'm for the rest of my life. Things that I'm gonna talk about with my next wife. You know, things that I'll never forget. The Ukrainian soldier that killed 2 people in the war. When he grabbed my hand and tried to break my finger, my already broken finger, and I broke his goddamn back of his head. Bam, bam, bam. Nearly cracked his fucking skull. Like arguably the greatest one of my fucking boxing slash fighting career. I'm the greatest boxer and fighter of all time because I street fight. I mean, there's street fights on my record. So yeah, I mean, the third time, yeah, I was well adjusted. I was already used to Ukraine. I wasn't homesick anymore. I was like, hey, you know, it's not too bad here. This is not LA. This is not America. But listen, you know, there's a big problem in LA. LA is great. You got the beach here. You got, you know, come on, man. Los Angeles is the best city in the world. It's better than New York, in my opinion. I mean, I live here. No shit, I'm going to say that. And you're going to hear New Yorkers say that New York is better. But L.A. is arguably the best city in the world. It is. The weather is, well, number one. Well, San Diego has a little better weather. But, okay, the weather. My point is California is the best state. But the women here are not friendly. They're not looking for love. The women here, yeah, they're beautiful, yeah, but believe me, the women in Ukraine are more beautiful. The women here, awful. No, I'm saying awful personalities, awful. That's why I hook up with Russian girls on internet dating sites. And nowadays, hooking up on internet dating sites is very, it's just, a lot of people do it. But now the internet is becoming a problem because what could happen with my ex Zarina? I call her the evil Zarina, man. Because fuck, man, I spent all that money on the visa. Now I don't even know. I don't even think I'm gonna go to Russia. And if I do meet, I know I'm gonna meet another Russian girl from Russia. But fuck, what if the same shit doesn't happen again? Here's my plan. If Kim K doesn't get back with me within, like, February, because her deadline is Valentine's Day. If she's with Kanye West on Valentine's Day, forget about her. It's a pretty long fucking deadline, I get her. But no, I'm no other girls. Oh, yeah, that girl, Mackenzie? Man, best ass and tits I've ever seen. She's in Miami. I don't know her last name. I don't know her age. Angelina Ivey was a lot easier to find because she's a pretty famous model. Me and my people, we found her. Me and my homies, we found her. I'm not going to say it was easy, but we found her. When you saw, I went to her house and everything. She was just married and shit. But yeah, man, a guy that I really want to knock out, Anthony Joshua. I just want to expose him and prove how overrated he is. That they're probably going bad shit over this clown in the UK. But what is so special about this motherfucker? Okay, he beat a 42-year-old Vladimir Klitschko, where he got knocked down, where he got hurt, where he got... You know how much I hate Klitschko. You know what I think of Klitschko. Klitschko is a terrible boxer. I actually think Klitschko could beat Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua's fucking that bad. Yeah. I've seen that quote-unquote fight. No, I've seen clips of it. And Anthony Joshua struggled with a 42-year-old, overrated, slow boxer that I would literally annihilate in seconds. If I fought Klitschko, we all know what would happen. My volume punch, my speed, my power would overwhelm him. And I would literally kill Vladimir Klitschko and Vitaly Klitschko both in the same night. I would obliterate them. Anthony Joshua got dropped by him. Hey, I don't want to be, you know, I knocked Wilder out and Wilder knocked me down. Okay. But Deontay Wilder is better than the Klitschkos and Deontay Wilder is better than Anthony Joshua. And I knocked out Deontay Wilder and I'm better than all of them, and all four of them combined. No, meaning I'm better than all four of them individually. But, yeah, I mean, I'm the best fighter in the world, so there's no... These guys fight once every 2 years, man. It's like, you can't even compare them. It's like, my record just keeps going up, and their fake record is just, you know... Yeah, I went to Mayweather's gym, I wanted to knock him out, his boy comes out, and then I was like, literally about to fucking hit his boy, and then I'm like, let's box. I'm like, you're a lot stronger and bigger than me. What are you, 6'5"? He's like 6'5", 6'4". He's like, yeah, about 6'4". He said, well, 6'5". He's about... The guy was 185. He was like Anthony Thompson size. Big motherfucker. Anthony Thompson would kill him. I mean, any Mayweather gym fighter is not a real fighter. So I said, let's go. Mayweather's not here. Me and you, let's go. He's like, no, man. He's like, I'm not on your level, man. He's like, I know who you are. I've seen your fights. He's like, I'm good, man. So we got a Mayweather gym. Mayweather, like a member of the Mayweathers, saying out loud, I'm not on your level. And I'm thinking, like, okay. So I left him alone. I told my Russian homie, Leon, I'm like, should I smash this clown? He's like, leave him alone. He's like, he said he's not on your level. Just fucking leave him alone. A few days, yesterday, I almost knocked out a gangbanger. Motherfucker shit himself. Two, literally, two dudes. No, exactly. He's like, I'm number one, too. And I'm like, you're number one, too? Really? I took my hat off. I knuckled my shit up. I'm like, you're number one, too? He's like, oh, never mind. He's like, no, man. I was just a blah, blah, blah. I was just backtracking, pussy. That's what I'm saying. All these people that love to talk, like they just like there's so many people out there that just love to talk, and that's where it ends. But when Charlie Zonoff hits him with a punch, that's when the talk ends, man. Going overtime. Real shit, man. It's like I hit this cruiserweight boxer, and all he did. What did he do after that? Talk. I fucking hate motherfuckers who talk. That's all they do. Yeah, when I talk, I back my talk up with actions. With actions, you know, bam, 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 knockouts, TKOs. TKO is a knockout. Masterclasses, man. I bet you're going to see at least one or two great masterclasses this year. I bet you're going to see me beating two people in one day. Like, you know how usually I go to the gym and I smash one guy, and then the next guy, the first fight doesn't get recorded, and then the second fight does. This year, I'm going to get two fights recorded in one day. No, because when the first fight is a prolific, like, one-sided great win, when the first fight is a flawless win, there's no point of having a second fight the exact same fucking day. Usually, I get a second fight when I think, like, okay, the first fight was decent, but I could do better. That's when I get a second fight. You know what I'm saying? The first fight was good, but I can score. Okay, the first fight was good, but I could score a great one. So let me get two. And sometimes let me get three. You know what I mean? When opponents, and there's like a shit ton of fighters in the gym. Yeah, so February's going to be interesting, man. Can't wait to beat the fuck out of another fighter. Look, man, these paid professional actors go to the gym. Like, Okay, Jill Zavala was an exception. Jill Zavala was actually a real fighter. And you saw what I did to him. I beat him just like I beat everybody else. Man, I had literally, man, underground fighters that don't have a name gave me better fights than Jill's. Jill Zavala was one of my easiest fights. Mayweather Sr. was one of my easiest fights. I did not even get hit against Jill Zavala. How do you people explain that? That my easiest fights came against paid professional, okay, fine, pros, guys who you consider real pros. Why do my easiest fights come against them? If they're such fucking great pros, why do these under-the-radar guys give me more trouble than your so-called favorite pros? Can you please answer that for me on anywhere, on Twitter or whatever? I don't read the YouTube bullshit. Yeah, exactly. Jill Zavala, he was a good fighter. But, I mean, I fucking destroyed him. Yeah, that fight, I was just like, man, I was so composed. I was so fucking ready. I was just, that was arguably my greatest win ever. I mean, a lot of people say it was. I think, no, the greatest win ever was the knockout versus Kung Fu champ. What I'm trying to say is that these TV guys, they're not that good. They're not. Okay, I'm a famous fighter because I'm the GOAT, you know what I'm saying? But number two, number three, that's like Anthony Thompson. Silver and bronze belong to Anthony Thompson and Sambo Russian. You could throw in Southpaw Cylinder. You could throw in that ninja dude, ninjutsu and the TIE fighter. Oh, he would kill fucking Deontay. Deontay wouldn't even hit him. That dude was way too... I had trouble hitting him. You know, it's like... But I did hit him with that left hook, and then he flew across the room. And then he started showing off with his fancy fucking ninja moves and shit. He was a Muay Thai fighter that did ninjutsu. That's why I call him Ninja. He himself, that's his nickname, Ninja. His fighting nickname. So when I fought the Ninja, I don't even know his real name. But that's my point. These guys that don't have a big name, these are the guys that are the real contenders, not these guys. Like Conor McGregor, everybody knows who he is, but he's a horrible fucking boxer. Horrible. Doesn't even have a real record. He's 0-1. I don't even know if he's 0-1 because his fake fight with Mayweather was staged. Punches pulled back. Everything's staged. Everything, I mean, rigged. Everything. It's so obvious that it's rigged. These clowns are trying to make it look like it's not. But you guys are so fucking fake that you could see it. That's what I'm saying. I punched Deontay Wilder in the jaw. Now, Deontay Wilder staged the fight with Malik Scott. Hey, when he fought Charlie Zonoff, that shit was not staged. That was a real fucking fight. That was a real fucking knockout. The punches that we hit each other with, they were obviously real. I hit him with some real ass shit. He hit me for real. I mean, listen, that was a grudge match. Maybe Zonoff Wilder 3 happens this year, and, you know, I knock him out again. This time I knock him out cold and put him at them, retire him. Look, I retired Jill Zavala. I retired Geno Escrow, who's a great fighter, much better fighter than Deontay Wilder. Would he beat Wilder? If he catches him on the chin, he would. But Wilder would probably win because he's a lot bigger. But I don't know. Him, Wilder and Geno would be a good-ass fight. Geno's a big super middleweight with a lot of power. Thing is, I retired Geno Escrow. 3-1 fighter now. He's counting his Golden Glove wins and his one loss in pros to me. Sorry, 2 losses. 3-2. He lost to me twice. We fought twice. Right after that battle on video, we had another battle where I one shot at him. I literally punched him in the face and he was gone. So I beat a Golden Gloves champion 2 times in 1 night, man. Try to top that. I beat a lot of Golden Gloves fighters. I beat a few. Like 2-3. So I'm saying, yeah. Oh, me and Geno, a rematch with him, man. A third fight with him would be phenomenal. I mean, that first fight, he did great. You know, he got his ass kicked, but he landed some punches too, man. See, I'm objective, man. Like, that's what I wanted to say in the very beginning of the show. These delusional haters. You know, if you want to be a critic, at least be an objective critic. You know, like look at this clown on ESPN. Like, no, nobody, Everybody laughs at this guy. Some old idiot, Skip Bayless. Okay, Skip Bayless. He hates LeBron. He absolutely hates LeBron James. People say that he has a career because of LeBron James. Because if he wasn't hating on LeBron, nobody would watch his shit. I agree. I don't like LeBron James, but come on, you got to be objective. He is a great player. I mean, his stats show it. He does have three championships. He's not getting any more because Golden State will be in the way every year. But Golden State is the best, and I think Steph Curry is the best player in the NBA. But LeBron James, as much as I don't like the guy because he's a Mayweather fan and I knocked out Floyd Mayweather Sr., he's a fan of both of them. I can't deny what he's done in basketball. He's a three top five player of all time. Skip Bayless, he never said LeBron's the GOAT. He never said he's the best, but he acknowledges that LeBron is a great player. And you haters, you completely deny me as a champion. That's what makes you people super delusional. You know what I'm saying? Even though you don't like me, you hate me, whatever. You cannot deny my credentials because my fights, my victories, I punch heavyweight boxers in the face. It's on video. But you people always say, oh, you beat a bum, you beat a nobody, you sucker punched him, you tricked him, you assaulted him. Like, but when you say shit like that, it makes you look retarded. Not me. It makes you look retarded. It makes you look outrageous. Because the video shows that I'm in the ring with a guy like Derek the Giant, outboxing him, schooling him, getting the better of him. As good as Derek is, I'm just on a whole different planet. I'm just so much better than him that he shouldn't even be in the same goddamn ring with me. Even though he is in the same ring with me, he shouldn't be because I'm that much better than him. Liu Aoleo, great defensive fighter. He should not even be in the same ring with me, even though he was squared up with me getting his ass kicked for three straight minutes. Anthony Thompson, second best fighter in the world, in my opinion, after me. I mean, the guy was just getting outclassed, you know, volume punched, and he was using pure boxing against me, and I beat the shit out of him with volume punches. Anthony Thompson would knock out Vitaly Klitschko. He would knock out Deontay Wilder. He would outbox Deontay Wilder for sure, and Wilder's glass chin. He would destroy Anthony Joshua. It's like, what the fuck is this AJ? AJ, he doesn't deserve to be called by initials like, yo, man, you see AJ fight? More like AT, motherfucker, Anthony Thompson. And I was laughing my ass off when I saw a hater had a screen name AT, and he followed me on YouTube or some shit, man. It's like hilarious. You know? It's like these guys are. But, by the way, CharlieZelenov.com, check out the site, man. Yeah, it's. So save yourself some time. Don't flag me because I have CharlieZelenov.com. I do not need YouTube, man. So YouTube is just. I'm no longer making money on it, even though I probably will. But right now, it's just. I have a strike, and it's still a new channel. I have to. Yeah, I got to get approved and everything like that. You know? No, I think I did. I did. You know, YouTube partner and all that. But yeah, February, man, I'm going to go to the gym, and you already know it, man. I'm going to find another heavyweight, cruiserweight boxer, probably a Muay Thai fighter. Muay Thai fighters, those are the ones getting their ass kicked the most. The Muay Thai fighters get their ass beat the most. Like, before it used to be U.S. Marines, now it's Muay Thai fighters. Yeah, Muay Thai fighters, they're the most common victims of the GOAT, Charlie Zelenov. MMA fighters, too, but most, like I said, next month, I'm going to knock out a Muay Thai fighter. That's my prediction. Those guys get their ass beat the most. There's a lot of them at the gyms. Or you know what? Maybe I'm going to be a TV actor. Because those guys, every time they get their ass kicked, it feels the best because it's a moral victory. Like, oh, shit, I beat a TV actor. Because I hate them, you know, because they mock my sport. They fight. They quote-unquote fight for money. They fight once, twice a year. They call themselves world champions. They're not world champions. They're just actors, you know? Like that EFC guy. He was a 4-1 TV fighter. He said all five of his fights were televised. Why did I beat the shit out of him? Why? Another TV guy loses to me. A K-1 dude that I seen at the gym. Punched him in the face. He didn't do shit back. Why do I always kick these guys' asses? They have all this money in the world. They have fancy cars. They have, you know, quote-unquote great lives. Yeah, great lives, yeah. But they get their ass kicked by Charlie Zelenov, the real GOAT, all the time. My main question to you haters, to you delusional haters, my main question to all of you. Okay, if you say that the UBF, you know, that I assault people, okay, why don't your, you know, beloved favorite fighters, quote-unquote fighters on television, why don't they expose the UBF? Because the UBF exposes them. Because I beat their ass and I expose their fake, quote-unquote, organizations. I'm 2-10-0. There's not a fighter on the planet besides me that you can compare to me. There is nobody. There's nobody 100,000, 10,000 years ago. There will never be a fighter as good as me, not even a tenth close to as good as me. It is fact. 210 wins consecutive? Come on, man. That's unprecedented, man. That's fucking unprecedented. I'm the greatest of all time. It's a fact. It's, you know, I've proven it over and over again. And this year, I'm at least going to score 15, 20 wins, at least, if not more. Well, that depends, because if I go to the Ukraine or Russia, because, yeah, me and Zarina broke up. I don't want to go to Russia because it's like, I don't know, I just don't feel, I don't feel comfortable with the idea anymore, man. It's like, I had a serious long-distance girlfriend, you know, call me 10, 11 times a day, and then we just broke up. It's just like, it was such a shock to me that, yeah, I'm over it, but I'm saying, I'm over her, but I'm not over the, you know, that it all happened like that because I got a visa. I spent almost $1,000 on this shit. I wasted money. It's like time, effort. It's like, now I'm just going to be looking to get a girl locally, man. Dude, you know where I can easily get a girl for? At the fucking Grove, man. Where they put my name on cups, where people ask me for autographs. Or, yeah, they got stuck-up girls there and shit. But no, trust me, man. The key to getting a girl in L.A. is to find a girl that's not from L.A. A girl that's from Texas, a girl that's from Louisiana or some shit, a girl that's from, like, fucking anywhere but L.A. Yeah, not New York either. It's New York, Chicago, those are the big cities, that's where the stuck-up gold diggers are at. Yeah, no, Texas has really nice women. I dated some hot bitches from, like, from Texas and shit. I did get a... who do you think I gave the red high heels to? A girl, Italian girl named Limor that I met at the Grove. She became my girlfriend. Literally, one day we're sitting at the fucking Grove. Next day we're making out at her house. I'm saying, yeah, man, it's harder to do it, and you know, because in Ukraine, you can easily walk up and approach any girl and be like, hey, how you doing? My name's Charlie. What's your name? And they'll talk to you. They'll literally talk. 99% will talk to you. Here, if you do it here, they're going to look at you like, oh, what the fuck are you coming up to me? You know what I mean? That's why on here, I don't know, man. It's just in L.A. It's just stuck-up women, man. It's just the odds, man. If in Ukraine, it's a lot easier to get a girl. And the women, no offense, but the women look better there. A lot of bitches here get plastic surgery. Over there, they don't need plastic surgery. Over there, they got naturally hot women with big-ass tits and big asses. I'm telling you, man.